Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with TRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Keeneland, racing as it was meant to be, now through April 25th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, home of California's newest stallion, Forbidden Kingdom. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By Santa Anita, from Seabiscuit to Zenyatta, Santa Anita's where champions compete. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key races around the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in my co-host John Lindo in just a minute. Big day of racing from around the country starting at Santa Anita today. It is Santa Anita Derby Day. 12 races on tap. Noon post, 12 noon today. The $500,000 Santa Anita Derby goes as race 10. Also on that card, the Santa Anita Oaks and three other stakes races. Aqueduct, it's Wood Memorial Day there, 13 races. The Wood goes as the 12th, five stakes races. We'll have coverage also from Gulfstream Park. They're well underway at Dubai at Maidan, the Dubai World Cup at Maidan. In fact, there's only three races left on that card, so we'll recap those with John Lindo. And some postponements today to bring you up to date at Oaklawn Park and Keeneland. So, John Lindo, plenty going on today. Good morning.
It's not a good good day in the U.S. It's a good day internationally. So from dawn to dusk with Los Alamitos tonight, we're going to be busy, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, John, let's start off with those World Cup races at Maidan. Many of them have been run, three more to go, but we saw some West Coast flavor. We saw a West Coast horse kind of disappoint in the last race, the Golden Shaheen. So bring us up to speed on what's happened there so far on the other side of the world.
Well, the first thoroughbred race is race number two. That was the Dubai Gold Cup. That's a two-mile race on the turf. And Godolphin got on the board down there at Maidan City with Dubai Future, a nine-year-old gelding. And, Bob, to give you an idea how slow this two-mile race was run early, the winner, Dubai Future, came home with last quarter in 22.1 going 2 miles. So he absolutely sprinted home, got the money at $11.40. That was for trainer Saeed Bin Sarur. The third race on the card, the Godolphin Mile, the first dirt race we saw. And you talk about some United States flavor and California flavor. Raging Torrent gets the money in the Godolphin Mile. He was number 13 on the program, went right to the lead, went right down to the rail, and that looks like a winning formula on the dirt down there at Maidan City tonight. He gets the money under Frankie Dettori, pays $9.90 for trainer Doug O'Neill. Second was the four horse in there, and that was, let me make sure I get, they're not in post position order, so you got to dig these horses out all the time. That was King Golden second, and the third-place finisher was number three, Kazu Petrin from Japan. So United States and California get a win in the Godolphin Mile. Fourth race tonight, their time, was the Alquo Sprint. That's a six-furlong straight turf sprint, and a very game win by number nine, Believing, on the inside of the turf course there. This is a five-year-old mare owned in part by a United States owner, Resolute Racing, in partnership with Mangier and Tabor, the international owners. Came through, got up on the inside, six furlongs on the grass, 107.77 seconds. She went off at 9-2, paid $12 there. Number eight, Win Carnelian, was second for Japan at 32-1. And then number seven, Regional, was third at 11-1. So some nice prices across the board. The fifth race was the UAE Derby, and we might have another Kentucky Derby starter. The Japanese horse, number one, Admired Daytona, gets the job done at $22.20. Went to the lead in a three-horse speed duel, lost the lead in mid-stretch, came back and won it right on the wire by a nose. Christian Lemaire was the jockey there. The second horse was number six. That was Heart of Honor, who just got beat a nose, drifted out right on the wire, and it cost the horse the win. And then the two horse, who was Don in the Mood, another Japanese horse, was third. So 1-6-2. And again, the Japanese representative at Meyer Daytona, we'll see if they point to the Kentucky Derby off of this win. And they just ran the Golden Shaheen, the six-furlong dirt sprint. All eyes were on the California horse, Straight No Chaser. But Bobby didn't make the lead. I don't think he liked that kickback. He dropped back to the field and was well beaten. Number 13, Dark Saffron, from the outside post, crossed and cleared this field, hung on to win, and won pretty well at 65-1. The winner paid $132.60. The Nakatomi, who was in the Breeders' Cup Sprint at Del Mar last fall, came back and ran second, appeared to hang a little bit there late. Third-place finisher was number 11, Tuz, who had a nightmare trip, tried to come up the inside a couple of times, was blocked. He was the best horse. He got beat, and just a brutal trip for him, snapping a winning streak of five straight. So Dark Saffron, the upset winner there. Seventh race coming up will be featuring Romantic Warrior is back. He'll be in the Dubai World Cup, the Dubai Turf. So that's the next race at about 9:15 our time.
And, John, I only got to see the Golden Shaheen once. I don't know, did Straight No Chaser not break? Why was he so far back? He just did, you know, like you said, when he's not up close and then taking that kickback, he went right back through the field heading into that far turn.
Well, he broke cleanly. He was getting out run a little bit early, but I was surprised that Johnny Velasquez didn't at least try and put him in the clear. And so when horses came over from the outside and got in front of him, he just backed right through the field, and you know, by the 3/8 pole, he was beaten and not going anywhere. You know, he was never in the race really from start to finish. A very disappointing run. Let's hope everything's okay. He had looked so good winning in at the Riyadh in his previous start.
And as you mentioned, the 6-5 second choice, Straight No Chaser, even money, Twos was 6-5, had a terrible trip down inside, never really had a chance to run. So that horse may have well been best. John, as you mentioned, Romantic Warrior coming up in the Dubai Turf. That goes in about 5 minutes or so. Very, very heavy favorite. This is kind of a superstar horse. And then the final race will be off the air, but Forever Young goes in the World Cup. That's the Japanese sensation. That race will go about 10:30 Pacific. So we'll keep you posted as we're on air. And John, a couple really weather-related things to talk about. Both Oaklawn and Keeneland today have their cards postponed. Oaklawn is postponed till tomorrow. Then the Sunday card is canceled. But Friday, yesterday at Keeneland, that's their huge opening day. That's been moved to Monday. Today's card at Keeneland, which features the Bluegrass and a bunch of other good stakes races, has been moved to Tuesday. And then Sunday, they're going to try to run that card tomorrow as it was drawn. So just a little more on that, John. Weather playing havoc in the Midwest.
Yeah, the Midwest has been a mess since the middle of the week. And Keeneland did the right thing. They called it off a little bit early. They decided to run this card for the Ashland Stakes, an opening day card, as drawn. Like you say, it'll be run on Monday. And today's card, which featured the Bluegrass Stakes and a terrific card of racing, is going to be postponed. They're going to run that as drawn on Tuesday. The Sunday card as drawn is scheduled to go, so we'll see what happens there. So basically, Keeneland will run Sunday through Sundays, 8 straight days of racing starting tomorrow. You saw Oaklawn Park did run yesterday. The track was muddy. Some weather and tornadoes and everything in the area came in last night, so they called it off late yesterday. They postponed the Saturday card until tomorrow. They'll run that card as drawn, and they'll add one other Arkansas Arkansas bred stakes race, to that card as well on Sunday. So they'll have a 12 race card there tomorrow. And they're just waiting for the weather to get better. We've seen it running throughout the Midwest, and it's going toward the East Coast now. So we'll see what happens as far as when it gets out to New York. Aqueduct looks a little gloomy, but so far, so good today.
If you love Keeneland racing like we do, John, that's a treat. 8 straight days, including what normally would be off days, Monday and Tuesday, kind of sleepy cards, throughout the country. Well, you're going to have some real quality there if you're following Keeneland. Their opening day card scheduled yesterday goes to Monday and then Tuesday. I wonder if the Bluegrass has ever been run on a Tuesday before. I'll say no, John.
I have no idea. I didn't look that up, but I wouldn't doubt it. Just through all the years, different days have been used. And, you know, they move these things around to fit the calendar for all these prep races and everything else. I'll say possible, but
okay.
It'll be run on a Tuesday this year.
Yeah, for sure. Well, John, back to that Florida decoupling situation. Bring us up to speed there. The bill did pass the next step in the Senate. Not good for racing. I guess the bright side is that Gulfstream at least is committed to run there 7 more years. So what happened down in Florida, John?
Well, this was the Senate version. We had mentioned that it passed a House committee. So this went to the Senate this week, and it did pass by a 5-2 vote. There were some changes on the Senate version of this bill where the previous bill for the House said they had to give three years notice. The Senate bill says you have to give 4 years notice of decoupling, and this would not be possible to start until 2028. So that would extend the racing at Gulfstream guaranteed through 2032, so 7-year window. Now we have to see. It'll go to the Appropriations Committee. If it passes there, it would go to the governor to be signed into law, and at that point, the decoupling bill would be passed, and we will see what happens. And a couple things on this, Bob. One of the rules about the racing with the casino license and the racetrack license, there are 2 licenses involved, and Florida is guaranteed or required to run at Gulfstream 40 days for each license. So that's 80 days required to run every year. Right now, Gulfstream is running 200. If the decoupling bill gets passed, we don't know. Will they cut it back to the minimum 80 days of racing during the year as opposed to 200? If so, that will only accelerate the problems as far as for the breeders, the owners, the sales companies, and everything else involved in the agricultural part of the business in Florida. So, you know, if this passes, things are going to start happening, and we don't know at what rate, but you can see the end of the tunnel if it goes through the next Appropriations Committee and gets to the governor's desk.
John, let's do some handicapping and promote the South Point. Boy, what a great weekend it would be to be out there. They were open early for these Dubai races, taking bets. Final four games today, racing from around the country. What a place to be. And get us the phone number out there and the contact for Steve Johnson out at the South Point.
866-780-7223. You ask for Steve Johnson. And with the baseball and the baskets of Final Fours today and everything else going on, you can get out there and set up a Thoroughbred LA horse players rate. He'll tell you how to do it. As far as a radio play for me, Bob, I not only did a Linda report for the big card at Santa Anita today, but I also did the late pick five at Aqueduct, which includes the Wood Memorial. So I'm going to go to that late pick five at Aqueduct, the 13th and final race. Number 10, Sohana, comes off the layoff for trainer Brad Cox, who's really good for fresh horses. Drops out of the stakes race, adds Lasix. Ought to get a good pressing trip from the outside. The favorite Dolomite's been beaten at this level at odds on two times in a row. This horse looks like it might be a little bit counterfeit. I'm willing to take the shot to beat her. 5-1 in the program, number 10, Sohana, race number 13 at Aqueduct. And I know you have your sheet available today for Santa Anita, and you're coming off a couple of nice wins. And not only give us Lady Gregory at 420, another bet down horse for you, but you also gave us Duke in the NCAA. So let's get a horse racing play for you as well.
Yeah, I used races 9, 11, and 12 today at Santa Anita as my best play. All of them good turf, two of them down the hill. Very competitive turf racing today with good field size. I put $112 into that late pick 5. No basketball play today, John. I think you got 4 number one seeds in there, and I think they're pretty well evenly matched teams. So I'm going to just sit and watch and wait for a good final game on Monday night. And, John, you're right. I've had 3 straight radio winners, but all of them have gone from 3-1 or 7-2 down to even money. So apparently I've just become Captain Obvious here on my radio plays, or the public is just very, very good. One of the two. Anyway, I'm going to go to the third race today, and I don't think this one will be the favorite or a bet down, and that's number 1, Jules Shalala, who is 3-1, second choice on the line. Jules Shalala last time out went, I thought, needlessly fast on the lead, opened up, went very, very quickly, got nailed on the wire in just a brutal beat there. A big jockey switch back to Rispoli. The horse probably has the speed to clear in here, doesn't necessarily need the lead if somebody else wanted to go. And so I will go to race number 3, the one horse, Jules Shalala. We'll try to make it 4 weeks in a row and hopefully get a little better than even money. And, John, as they're coming in, the replay here of that Dubai turf, did the favorite there just get nailed on the wire, Romantic Warrior? It was very hard to tell.
It was 8, Romantic Warrior, and number 9, Soul Rush, right on the wire. I think number 9, Soul Rush, got the head bob there, and that would be a 17-1 upset over the 1-5 favorite, Romantic Warrior. We'll have those results there when we come out of the break.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and take that first time out, and when we come back, we'll have Bob Mazursky previewing the Santa Anita Derby. Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Fans, it's been a great meet so far here at Santa Anita Park, and today the greatness continues as we present the first racing tour where speed meets spectacle. 12 big races today, including the first tour Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby. There are 5 stakes races in all today and some great wagering options as well. There are 3 pick 4s, 2 pick 5s, the $3 late pick 3, the ever-popular first coast-to-coast pick 5, and the $5 late daily double, all with a low 15% takeout. Plus the traditional $2 pick 6, which includes the Santa Anita Derby in the sequence. We will also host a $1,500 Santa Anita Derby Challenge with NHC and BCBC seats up for grabs along with cash prizes. Today also brings great events to surround the big races like the Carnival in the Infield, with pony rides, great carnival food, games, and so much more. There's also going to be a craft beer festival and so much more. Don't forget, with 12 big races today, our first post is 12 noon here at Santa Anita Park, the great race place celebrating 90 years of excellence.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, before we bring in Bob Mazursky, how about a word of our cowbred of the week? And this is a horse who is on some kind of win streak.
That is Lonesome Stew, who won the Sensational Star Stakes last Sunday at Santa Anita. Lonesome Stew is by Grayson out of the Maria Monmare Stash, was bred by Nick Alexander, is owned by Linear Barnache, and is trained by Mark Glatt. Lonesome Stew now has 5 wins from 10 lifetime starts, earnings over $189,000. And one good note here, Bob, out of the 116 horses entered on today's Santa Anita Derby card, 77 or 66% of those horses are cowbreds. And we've got two nice $125,000 stakes races for cowbreds today, the Echo Eddie and the Evening Jewel Stakes.
Absolutely, John. Shows how important the cowbred is to these cards. Even on Santa Anita Derby Day, two-thirds of them are cowbreds. So we need to keep that industry strong, the breeding here in California. Let's go to Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com. And Bob is also the regular handicapper for the Southern California Newspaper Group. Bob, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Wanted you to take a look at the Santa Anita Derby today, which goes as race number 10. And Bob, it's only a field of 5, and that reduces the Kentucky Derby eligibility points. It won't really matter probably to horses like Journalism and Citizen Bull, the two favorites, but a horse like Baeza, who's just a maiden, normally he could run second in this race and still get to the Derby, but that's probably not going to be the case this year with the reduced points, right?
No, that's absolutely true. And yeah, it's unfortunate, you know, but it is a good race. I mean, we have, you know, 4 potentially very good horses in here. And of course, Journalism is the proven one at the moment, you know, winning the race so impressively last time in his first start of 2025, and he only figures to get better the longer they go. I think he was just getting warmed up last time, and now he gets a mile and an eighth, so I think he's the horse to beat once again. Barnes, I thought, had his opportunity last time. Maybe he'll improve in his second route, but, you know, you're a little bit concerned because he's had a couple of less than stellar works since that race. And then Citizen Bull, you know, he's the defending two-year-old champ. He won the title last year, but he's really had pretty easy trips in all of his wins in stakes races. He's never really been challenged on a lead. Perhaps that'll be the case again today, but I still think Journalism is good enough to run by him late. And like I said, I think he's going to win today, and then he's going to be favored in the Kentucky Derby 4 weeks from now.
Bob, what do you how do you look at the pace in here? It's kind of interesting. I think Barnes is probably the fastest horse, but Citizen Bull being drawn inside, and as you said, he's won all his races basically on the lead. What do you think the strategy session is here between these two Baffert horses?
Well, you know, that's a good question. You know, Bob has the key to the race there, what he's going to do. And I have a feeling they're going to put Citizen Bull on the lead and have the other horse try to track and see how he can sit that way, and then Journalism will probably be laying third or fourth. Journalism is not a plotter, though. He can lay close no matter what the pace scenario is. So I think, you know, I think that's what his edge is that he can finish, but he can also sit close early, and I think that's a big advantage for him.
John Lindo, what do you have for Bob?
Well, the field is small in the Santa Anita Derby, Bob, but the field sizes throughout the card, there's some big fields, some good gambling races. So I want to get a radio play from you on the card today at Santa Anita.
Well, I'm going to go to the race after the Derby, the 11th. I like number 5, Miss Roberts. I thought she had a rough trip last time in the race, going 6 furlongs. Behind her, stablemate Queen Maxica, who's going to be heavily favored in the Monrovia earlier on the card. Miss Roberts, the last time she ran down the hill, I thought she ran very well to be second. You get Hector Barros, who continues to ride the turf course very, very well. So I think she can spring a mild upset in race 11, number 5, Miss Roberts.
Miss Roberts for Bob Mazursky in race number 11. Thank you, Bob. Today's RacingDigest.com. I know your picks are up, and it's a really meaty card, so good luck today.
Same to you. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Hey, John, we did indeed have an upset in that Dubai turf, right? The Japanese horse and the Connections pulled it off over the 1-5 favorite Rebels Romance.
Yes, Soul Rush, the unofficial winner right now. Demiro was aboard there. 17-1 put a nose on Romantic Warrior right on the wire. Romantic Warrior was second at 1-5. It was a really narrow photo. No payoffs listed yet, but there was an upset there. Race number 7, the Dubai Turf goes to number 9, Soul Rush.
Right. I misspoke. Romantic Warrior. And boy, I'm looking at that photo, John. That was a half an inch. That was incredibly close. A very bad beat there. Boy, Romantic Warrior has run his eyeballs out 2 races in a row. Last time defeated by Forever Young on the dirt. So this poor horse has been snake bit his last 2 starts.
Boy, I sure hope we get to see him at Del Mar in the Breeders' Cup this year. I'd love to see this horse in person. He's got that little burst, and he's just so competitive. You talk about 2 bad beats. That's absolutely true.
Well, the next one coming up at Dubai is the Shima Classic, 1.5 miles on the turf. It'll go in about 25 minutes. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein. I know Bruce is taking it in from all over the world today. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, fellas?
Doing great. First off, wanted you to preview the Wood Memorial, which goes as the 12th of 13, if I'm looking at this correctly. Yes, 12th of 13 at Aqueduct. 5 stakes races on the card. A couple scratches in there, Bruce, in the Wood Memorial, but it's still a field of 10. Bob Baffert shipped Rodriguez there, drawing the rail. How'd you see the race?
I think it's hard to knock the 2 Captain Cook, the winner of the Wither Stakes, guys. This is a horse that really progressed in a hurry. He broke maiden at the end of December at 7 furlongs, and he jumped right in to a 2-turn stake race and a tough one, and he did it the hard way. Not only did he win, he lost ground. He was in the 3 path all the way around, right off the leaders. He took on the first 2. He had a challenger, I think his name was Surfside Moon, in the stretch. He put his head down and outkicked him. He came the last 8th and 12 and 3. Plenty of upside to this guy. He can get the distance. He likes Aqueduct. Think there could be a lively tempo in here. I think he's the play. He's 7-2 on the line. I think that's a great price if we can get it. 2 others to take a look at. The 7 Grande, shipping in for Todd Pletcher, is lightly raced but undefeated after 2 starts. And I still think he's kind of a green horse. He took on a front runner. He kind of, I don't know if he didn't switch leads. He kind of drifted in momentarily in the stretch. But once he got straightened away, he won for fun. He's got some talent. I think he'll be sitting just off of them. And if you want a big price horse to throw in your gimmicks, check out the 11-horse Statesman, a horse coming in from Tampa. He dropped back to virtually dead last at the top of the lane in that allowance win, and he really unfurled a huge kick to win going away. I don't know that he's good enough to win, but he could be in the mix at a price. But the solid commodity here would be the 2 Captain Cook. I'm going to use the 7 Grande and, to a lesser extent, the 11 Statesman.
John Lindo, we always get 2 picks from Bruce, so go on and get the first one, please.
Well, Bruce, let's let everybody know, first of all, and we know you did Southern California. What else do you have at betonbruce.com? And then give us a radio play from out of state.
Just 2 tracks today, John. We did Santa Anita, obviously, and the late pick 5 like you did, also as part of the full card at Aqueduct on Wood Memorial Day.
So let's get a. You want to do a play from Aqueduct then?
Yeah. Let's do one. And you got to watch the video. If you have access to a video, you've got to watch the stretch run. Go to the 10th race. This is the Carter. Take a look at the rail horse, Crazy Mason. It looks decent on paper, but when you watch the Feb 21 race, you can't find this guy the first part of the race. He's in another time zone. He is so far back, it looks like possibly he was eased going to the turn. All of a sudden, he appeared on the scene at the top of the lane, still dead last, way too far back to even have a shot. He had a ferocious Zenyatta-type stretch run. This was, you know, you see a lot of races, you're jaded, right? This one opened my eyes. That was about one of the best stretch kicks I've seen in a long time. And he was a decent 3-year-old. He ran in the Sam Davis Grade 3. I think they figured this guy out. He's a late-running sprinter. There should be some speed in here. I think there's about 2 to 3 horses that could set it up for him. 7-8 should be fine for him. I think he's a horse figuring things out, but that last race was a stunner. So in race 10, let's go with the 1 Crazy Mason listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
So Aqueduct, race 10, that's the 1-horse Crazy Mason. That's Bruce's first play, and we always get greedy with Bruce to get 2 plays, and I assume you're going to come out to Santa Anita for this one.
Yeah, and let's talk Calbreds. Let's go to the 6th race. This is the Evening Jewel Stakes, going 6.5 furlongs. And, guys, I think we will agree, there is a tremendous amount of speed in this race. Going deep, to some extent, Hot Girl Walk, Gold Currency, Night with Lewis. There's a lot of speed in here, and I think this race could set up for a closer. I'll tell you a horse that just woke up out of nowhere is the rail winner, the rail runner, that is Almond Joy. She had her problems sprinting on the turf. They put her back on the dirt. She drew the rail that day like today. She didn't break especially well. Tiago Pereira kind of rushed her up into contention, realized there were 3 other horses going for the lead, kind of eased her back, sat right behind the leaders. It said she went 7 wide in the stretch. She really didn't. She went around the trio of front runners, and I thought she showed a very nice turn of foot. She just kept going. She didn't even have the ideal trip in a race with all this speed. I think she's the one that could tag them late. Maybe she is a dirt horse. Maybe she really wanted the dirt all along. So in race 6, I'll take the 1 Almond Joy, who is 10-1 on the morning line.
Very good. 10-1 shot for Bruce. Race 6, that's the rail horse, Almond Joy. Bruce, we have about a minute left with you. Just wanted to kind of throw this out. I got a text. I asked Brad Free if he could update us on the percentage of winning favorites, and he sent me a text yesterday after the races. Santa Anita, percentage of winning favorites so far at this meet, 45%. On dirt, it's 48%. On turf, it's 42%. We saw 5 straight winners in the late pick 5 yesterday. Bruce, from a gambling standpoint, how are you handling this?
It's tough. I'll be honest with you. It's hard to hit horses you like at double-digit prices. The favorites are just, from the beginning of the meeting on, it never really slowed down. That has to be, for a Santa Anita winner meeting, by far the highest favorite weight we've ever seen at a Santa. John, Bob, can you ever remember?
No, incredibly high.
Yeah, that makes it tough, let's face it. And look, we're not talking about 30-1 shots. You like to see double-digit winners. They're hard to find. It's just been predictable racing for whatever reason, and it's unfortunate because it makes it tough to gamble. I think it hurts the handle also when players around the country keep seeing chalk come in. The field size is up a little bit this season, so you wonder why this is happening. But, yeah, it's been a little bit frustrating with all the chalk. Today doesn't look like that kind of day, though, guys. I mean, let's face it.
Let's hope not.
There's several races that look like they could yield a nice price. So let's hope. But that is a bit disappointing to have that high a favorite rate.
Go to betonbruce.com. Thank you, sir. We'll talk next week.
Take care, guys.
Okay, that was Bruce Finkelstein. We'll take our next time out when we come back. John Hardoon from the Ragas and Sheets and Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday evening, the nighttime program features the stars of the future in quarter horse racing. The top juvenile prospects in the country will be making their debuts at Los Alamitos. The two-year-old quarter horses will be racing on Sunday night. And as always, Los Alamitos features night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our traditional pick six. We'll add $10,000 to the pick six pool if there's not a carryover. Our Sunday night pick six pool are often over $60,000. We're all about the horse players. Enjoy a great Sunday night of action at Los Alamitos. And we're also open for simulcasting from around the country. As always, we'll have live racing every Saturday and Sunday night. Now remember, this Sunday evening, the quarter horse racing stars of the future are at Los Alamitos. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Race Course.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo, and we're going to go straight to John Hardoon from the Ragas and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How you guys doing?
We are doing well. Looking forward to this day. And John Hardoon, there's a lot of reasons that races get canceled. It's weather and conditions. I don't think I've ever heard of excessive noise from a car show being one of the reasons, but that's what happened to you guys at Aqueduct last Sunday.
Yeah, they had a concert in conjunction with their car show, and I guess the vibrations from the music bothered the horses. The problem I have, Bob, is that they waited 35 minutes before they let anyone know what was going on. So the horses were in the saddling ring. They were walking around the paddock. Nobody knew what was going on. The saddles were on. There were no jockeys. It would have been nice to make the public aware of what was going on. I had a friend that drove down from Connecticut 2.5 hours to watch his horse run. And as he was pulling into the parking lot, well, everyone was pulling out. So not a good sign.
Not great for the public, but what else is new, right, John?
Exactly. You know, we're the last on the list when it comes to who they care about. The players don't rank, unfortunately.
What are the conditions today, John?
Well, it started raining about a half hour ago, and they're expecting showers on and off throughout the day.
John Lindo, Mr. Hardoon gave us quiet sight in the fantasy at Oaklawn last week, so why don't you get his first radio play?
Well, before I do, Bob, I want to wish John Hardoon, the owner, luck today. John has Mama's Gold in race 11. That's the Excelsior Stakes. So, John Hardoon, best of luck there. There's some speed in this race. You want to divulge your strategies on the air?
Yeah, he's going to be forced to sit off, unfortunately, I think. I mean, the horse inside and Filer's Fog is real fast, and we're drawn outside. So our plan, I guess, is to sit on his hip and go when it's time to go. And all I can tell you is I'm doing a rain dance because this horse loves water. So let's do the old rain dance and make the track sloppy by the time that race comes around.
All right, well, we know who to blame when we see the deluge in about an hour or so, but let's get a radio play from you first. I know you've done Oaklawn and Keeneland, which have been postponed, but you've also got Aqueduct and Santa Anita. Where do you want to go for your first play?
Let's go to Aqueduct, look at race number 8. It's 7 furlongs on the main track, and I like the number 2 horse in here, Brick Ambush. So this is a 4-year-old colt who makes his second start since joining the Bill Mott barn. His race 2 starts back at Aqueduct at this distance was the best race of his life. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Javier Castellano aboard to ride. I like number 2, Brick Ambush, to win today's 8th race out at Aqueduct.
Nice prices today from all of our radio handicappers. John, you're going to stick with Aqueduct or you're going to come out west for your second radio play?
No, we're going to go to Santa Anita and look at the 11th race today. It's 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course, and I love the number 5 horse in here, Miss Roberts. This is a 4-year-old filly who I usually would never play a horse like this. 18 starts, 1 win, and 6 seconds. However, she makes her 3rd start since joining the Jeff Mullins barn. Nobody rides the turf better than Berrios. I think this horse, it's a great setup in here. 8-1 on the morning line. Number 5, Miss Roberts, upsets and wins today's 11th race out of Santa Anita.
2 endorsements today. John Hardoon, Bob Mazursky are both on number 5, Miss Roberts, in a wide-open looking 11th race, 8-1 on the morning line. Thank you, John. Again, today, tell us what's available at the website.
JONHARDOON.com, 3 best plays, $10, full car, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Santa Anita selections.
And, John, I assume you're going to have full coverage from Keeneland as we run 8 straight days there?
Yes, sir, we will. Friday is Monday, Saturday is Tuesday, and if you're not confused enough by now, I guess Wednesday will really be Wednesday.
and Sunday will still be Sunday. So
Sunday will still be Sunday, and it's opening day.
Right, exactly. Opening day tomorrow. Thank you, John Hardoon. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Let's bring in Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com and also today's RacingDigest.com. Good morning, Toby.
Hello, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing good. And, you know, we talked about Aqueduct having a cancellation because of the ridiculous situation of the car show noise, but you guys also got washed out last Sunday when you had that mandatory Rainbow Six scheduled, but Mother Nature got in the way of that, didn't it?
It's rather interesting the way that went down. The Gulfstream website to this day never explained anything about it. You had to go elsewhere to to find out the information. You know, I was just watching, and I had some rain. I looked at the radar. Yeah, it looked a little salty. My money is on the riders, said no moss. That would be where my bet would be of what happened there.
So that mandatory payout is rescheduled now for April 13th. So we will see what happens in the interim. John Lindo, what do you have for Toby today?
Well, this is the beginning now of their second meet. The champions meet is now through. So, Toby, this gets more nuts and bolts type of thing, and this is kind of in your wheelhouse. So let's get a radio play anywhere on the card from you today at Gulfstream Park where the weather looks good.
Okay, I'm going to take you to the feature. And, yes, the late pick five today, even though there are two Tepeda races involved in it. The other three races are turf, and it starts in the sixth race. Unfortunately, there are four scratches. Take out the five, six, eight, and nine. So we're down to a field of six. And the horse I liked all along now will be a less of a price. But come on and catch the seven. Bring the band home to collect. This horse is long gone from the start. What a slick striding horse this horse is. He gets over the ground really, really well. He's gone right from the start, as I say. Catch him to collect. In hot pursuit will be the 10 XY Speed, the 1 Reef Runner, and the 4 Biz Buzz. 7, 10, 1, 4. I'm looking for more cash in today's 6 at Gulfstream.
Gulfstream 6 for Toby Callett. Let's get it home, my man.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Okay. That was Toby Callett, TobyCallett.com. John, you'd mentioned the Gulfstream meet is kind of split. Well, let's talk about the Santa Anita schedule as well, because tomorrow is closing day of the, quote, classic meet, and then there's a nice gap. We don't come back again for live racing until Friday, April 18th, and that's called the Hollywood section portion of the meet. So just we should get that out there, John. There's going to be a pretty good gap here after tomorrow's racing.
Right, and because tomorrow is the end of the classic meet, there are mandatory payouts in all pools, so be aware if there's a pick six carryover going into tomorrow, it does have to be paid out.
Very good. Thanks, John. Let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Scott Shapiro, he's been doing work for ExpressBet and DRF. Michael Rona, he's the track announcer at Los Alamitos. That is the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
AM 830.
Fans, it's been a great meet so far here at Santa Anita Park, and today the greatness continues as we present the first racing tour where speed meets spectacle. 12 big races today, including the first tour Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby. There are 5 stakes races in all today and some great wagering options as well. There are 3 pick 4s, 2 pick 5s, the $3 late pick 3, the ever-popular first coast-to-coast pick 5, and the $5 late daily double, all with a low 15% takeout. Plus the traditional $2 pick 6, which includes the Santa Anita Derby in the sequence. We will also host a $1,500 Santa Anita Derby Challenge with NHC and BCBC seats up for grabs along with cash prizes. Today also brings great events to surround the big races like the carnival in the infield with pony rides, great carnival food, games, and so much more. There's also going to be a craft beer festival and so much more. Don't forget, with 12 big races today, our first post is 12 noon here at Santa Anita Park. The great race place celebrating 90 years of excellence.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Developed by horsemen, horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Currently running the Dubai Shima Classic. John Lindo, Santa Anita has put the scratches up early for today's noon post time. So why don't we get those before we bring in Scott Shapiro?
Love the fact that Santa Anita has posted the scratches early with the 12 noon post time. Here they are. If you go down to Santa Anita, race number 4, scratch number 1, Look Forward. Go down to race number 6, scratch number 3, America's Mark. Also scratch number 8, Gold Currency. In race number 7, scratch number 11, Babe Kelso. Go down to race number 9, scratch number 5, Brazenly. Number 13, Wind Ribbon draws in and will run. And down to the 11th and go also scratchy also eligibles there, number 13, Shin Jajai, and number 14, Needle Point.
Okay, let's bring in Scott Shapiro. John, you watch this race and let us know what the result is. Scott Shapiro from Express Bet and DRF. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. Hope all is well.
It is well, and we want you to preview a race that was scheduled for today but's been moved to Tuesday. The Bluegrass, which goes as the 10th race on Tuesday. Of course, one of the big Derby preps. How do you see that race, Shapper?
Yeah, 7-horse field acre. You can easily make a case for 5 of them without an issue. And I think this is kind of the second tier. I think the winner of the Santa Anita Derby out there will probably go off favored. Maybe even 2 of them will be the 2 favorites. I think this has got a couple of horses that are likely to be in that next tier. You've got Chanter McPatrick off the runner-up effort in the Tampa Bay Derby. River Thames off the runner-up effort to Sovereignty in the Fountain of Youth. You've got Owen Almighty, the Tampa Bay Derby winner. And then you've got East Avenue, who hasn't been seen since the disappointing efforts in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile and the Risen Star. And then I like Burnham Square a little, a horse that won the Holy Bull here from off the pace. It was a little flat last time in the Fountain of Youth, but maybe not as bad an effort as it looked at first appearance. I think he gets an extra week of rest here. And I think the trip here, as well as the being at Keeneland, where Ian Wilkes has definitely had a lot of success, will benefit him. But a very fun race and likely to produce maybe the 3rd, 4th, 5th choices or something, couple 1 or 2 of them in the Kentucky Derby.
John Lindo, Shapper gave us a winner last week in Seminole Chief, 940 at Gulfstream. Why don't you get his radio play for today?
Shapper, you've done the work around the country here. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
Yeah, John, I'm going to go to Aqueduct for Excelsior. It's a mile and a quarter, non-graded stake, but I thought it came up good. You've got the Big Barns. You got Batten Down for Judd Mott and Bill Mott, 2-1. You got Kruppi for Todd Fletcher. I'm going to go with the local horse that's been just rattling off big performance after big performance, number 8, Mazmak, 5-2 on the line for Richard Dutrow and Manny Franco. Comes off 2 straight wins over the surface. I think we'll have no problem at getting the extra 1/8 of a mile here. And Mazmak to me at 5-2, second choice in race number 11, the Excelsior at Aqueduct.
All right, Shapiron, you've done a lot of work today. I know you've been online early, so go get them, and we will talk to you again next week.
Yeah, good luck out there, guys. Have a great day. Thanks.
Let's bring in Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael. Do we have Michael? Hello, Michael.
Yeah, Mike.
How are you, my friend?
Fine, thank you.
Tell us about the James Smith Memorial tonight. 6 of them, I think, line up, all of them sophomores. What do you think about this handicap tonight?
Yeah, it's the feature race, the last of 9 tonight, 350 yards for 3-year-olds. Favorite number 5, Invasive. Strong form through the Maiden Stakes series in February. Second wagering choice, gate 6, Listen Now, hasn't been out since late January when 3rd in a hot trial to the Winter Derby. The horses finishing in front of him were Train B Taka and Brown Coffee, 2 top liners. Brown Coffee came out to win the Winter Derby. And previous to that, late December, Listen Now won an allowance from gate 6, the outside post on that occasion, same-sized field. So that sets up pretty well. And trainer Scott Willoughby is sitting on 99 stakes wins for his career at Los Al. He's looking to crack the century with Listen Now. I think number 3, the Golden One at 6-1 is worth a look. Has been improved since being gelded and had a terrible time of it last start. I'd put a big thick pen through that last start failure. And he's on the uptick for trainer Eddie Willis. Decent odds for Eduardo Nicasio on board. He'd be my value play in the race, number 3.
And John Lindo, Michael gave us Le Peralta at 7:40 last week. So why don't you get his make it 2 weeks in a row for us?
Well, Michael, we got a 6:30 first post time tonight. So get us out like you did last Saturday. All the handicappers had a great week last week, and you capped off a great Saturday. Let's do it again with a play tonight at Los Alamitos.
Thanks very much, John. I'm going to the first race, Thoroughbred event at 4.5 furlongs. First post, by the way, is 6:30, and we are going to try to beat the favorite, Patsy Montana, but I will tell you that jockey Edgar Pieris on the number 7 horse went 5 for 5 with his mounts last Sunday night, so he carries a hot streak into the opener tonight. But I think that the second choice on the morning line, number 3, Falabella, is worth a try. Very nice second. First time off a claim by Jesus Aranga last time out. The horse lugged in at the start, lugged out somewhat in the back stretch and around the turn. Just didn't really balance up until the home stretch. Came with a late flourish, missed by a head, by far the best gallop out. It was a very nice run, and I think she's got a chance to knock off the favourite in the opener. So let's go race 1, number 3, Falabella.
Thank you, Michael. We'll make it 2 weeks in a row. We're about out of time. I want to thank John Lindo for co-hosting and bringing us all those Dubai results. John, we didn't get that last one in, but check online. I think another Japanese horse won. So what else is new there? Thank you to Elise Diaz inside, Michael Willman here from 8 to 10 tomorrow, Andy Harris in the SoCal Restaurant Show. Good luck today and cash some tickets.